And so we pray. Loving Father, we thank you for your word to us this morning, your living word that comes out from the pages of Scripture and straight into our very souls. Father, we pray that as we reflect upon it now, that you will come again and just open us up to what you would want to say to us this morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There was a husband who was becoming increasingly annoyed with his wife because every time she went out to the shops, she was coming back with a new dress. And he had a wee word with her and he said, you know, we must be careful with our money and you must resist buying any more new dresses. She said, it's really difficult to do that because the devil is always tempting me. Her husband said to her, well, in that case, you must say to the devil next time you're at the shops, get thee behind me, Satan. Well, the next week she went back out to the shops and she came back with another new dress. Her husband was absolutely furious. He said, didn't you tell the devil to get behind you, as I said? She said, yes, I did. And he went behind me and he whispered in my ear, it looks great from the back as well as the front. So here it is. Temptation. It happens to all of us from time to time. We're tempted to do something. We know it isn't the right thing, but off we go. And the story with the children I was telling you this morning, I could feel, just begin to feel again that kind of sick feeling that I had on that particular evening with my friend. It started with a thought that had come into my head. And that thought led to action, which led to another action, which led to me wanting to hide myself away, to cover up my shame. There was a sickness had crept into me that day, crept into my very soul, because I knew I had been tempted to do something that I shouldn't have done. It's often very difficult to resist the temptations that come into our lives. There's a wonderful quote from Mark Twain which says, I can resist everything except temptation. This is the first Sunday of Lent, and our readings this Sunday bring us two different accounts of temptation. The story of Adam and Eve, and the story of Jesus being tempted after a period of fasting in the wilderness. The story of Adam and Eve, such a familiar story to us. The man and the woman placed in a perfect garden where all their needs were there, could be satisfied from what happened in the garden. A perfect environment given to Adam and Eve to enjoy. And we know that God told Adam that he was free to eat from any tree in the garden apart from the tree of knowledge of good and of evil. If he ate from that particular tree, he would certainly die. All is well until one day the serpent in the garden began to play mind games with the woman. Did God really say that you must not eat from any tree in the garden? The serpent twists God's words and begins to place doubts in the woman's mind. And she repeats back a version of what God said, saying that if they touched the tree in the middle of the garden, they would die. You will certainly not die, says the serpent. And a lie is put into the woman's mind. You see, the evil one is a deceiver, a liar, a manipulator. And that's what he does with the woman. And she is caught in the trap. And the fall is begun. And she ate the fruit. And she gave some to her husband. And their eyes were opened to what they had done. And they were ashamed. And they were frightened. And they hid from God when God came looking for them afterwards in the night, when the evening, when he used to come and speak with them. They were hiding from him. The relationship that they'd had with God was broken. The relationship that they had with one another was broken. The relationship that they had with all of creation was broken. God came looking for them later on, as he always did, and asked, "Where are you?" And a culture of blame was begun. Relationships were broken through disobedience to the word of God. Nicky Gumbo puts it very well in the Alpha Course. He says that the man blamed the woman, and then the woman blamed the serpent. And as Nicky Gumbo says, the serpent didn't have a leg to stand on. Adam and Eve disobeyed God's word. They were tempted. And the fall began. We fast forward to the time of Jesus. After Jesus' baptism, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where after 40 days of fasting, he was tempted. When he was at his most vulnerable, the tempter came and began to play mind games with him. If you are the Son of God, are you the Son of God? Jesus had heard at his baptism, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." And yet the evil one tries to put a doubt in Jesus' mind. Three times the devil tries to lure Jesus away from the promise of his Father to him. And three times Jesus holds fast to the word of God. Adam and Eve disobeyed the word of God, and the fall was begun. But Jesus held fast to the word of God, and salvation was coming to the world through him. Jesus came out of the wilderness intact in his obedience to his Father. He was standing on solid ground. And we hear that the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. In Luke's gospel, it says, when the devil had finished all his tempting, he left Jesus until an opportune time. For there would be other occasions when the evil one would try to break Jesus' resolve. In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the cross, Jesus was alone as he struggled with the temptation, the testing of God during the wilderness time, which means he must have shared his experiences with others for it to have been recorded in Scripture, which is such a comfort to us, to know that our Lord and Saviour struggled with temptation, struggled, and came through intact. And we hold fast to this comfort, knowing that the temptations we experience are the same as everyone else, knowing that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond our ability to withstand the temptation, that God will always provide us a way to escape if we truly want to. We read in Corinthians, "No temptation has seized you except which is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." The Lord knows our frailty. He knows our failings. He knows we often succumb to temptations that are placed in our path. And he allows for this and offers us another chance to put things right. Over and over again, there is another opportunity to put things right, even when we fail, even when we fall, even when we do things that we could never imagine that we would have done. The Lord gives us another opportunity to begin again. There's a wonderful verse in Hebrews which says, "Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way as we are, but did not sin. Let us then have confidence and approach God's throne where there is grace. For there we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it." Don't ever listen to the words of the deceiver. Don't ever let him persuade you that you are not beloved of God. Don't let him tell you when you fall and when you are tempted that you've blown it. Look to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Father, we come before you this morning in all our frailty and brokenness. We come as we are, your beloved children, sons and daughters. And Father, we thank you for Jesus, who came to put right what was destroyed by our own foolishness and our own sinful ways. What a wonderful Saviour we have in Jesus. And we pray that as we walk through this time of Lent, as we look to him as he looked to the cross, that we will be lifted up again, strengthened for the journey to reach through to resurrection morning. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.